Honorable members, I declare the meeting
open. Is this going to be a quick meeting, or is this going to be a long meeting?
No, it's up to you guys, because all the big ones that are in front of us, like you, they've been with you for ages. So the ball is in your court, you really don't want to look at each other's face for hours. Not for now. So the ball is in your court. Let's start with the minute. Okay. There's a place called Blood Lake, which is fun. Lonely Road is fun. Blood is crazy.
None that any opposition in the world in the energy exists.
You will. You know that. You know. We do that. And we know when to give you the word. We will know when to give you. We can't give you anyhow. we will know at what stage where there will be no serious decisions. We can't give it to you when you will take serious decisions. No.
Our agenda here is only 1.5 seconds. It's 1.5 because we are just to confirm that the minutes as well as the report of the visit are important to what transpired. I then want to direct the meeting to the chapter, which is dated 19th September. And these copies have been with us as members for some time. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put it all page by page so that we identify corrections if there are any. Those kind of invitation for corrections was extended to all of us. And I assume that if Roland has received any corrections, they have been detected in the document. We are on page 1 of the minutes of the 19th September. Any correction there? There you have the usual things. You are present and you have an apology. We are on page 2 of the minutes. It's the staff presentation by the Chamber of Mines, as well as the conclusion of the growth of the mass band. Any corrections on this one? Page 3. The move for the adoption of the bill of the 19th of September has been proposed. Any second on that? Honorable Mandasha, second. Can you then, honorable members, go to the bench of the 25th of September? We are on page 1 of the bench of the 25th of September. We are on page 2 of the bench of the 25th of September. Any corrections there? Page 3 of the document. Anyone who moves for the adoption of the group? Honorable Onis, any second that honorable consultant? We are now dealing with the batch dated 15 October 2013. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. animal before the adoption, on a reduction traffic, second the type on a reduction one. We are on the 15th of October 2014 on a referendum. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Honorable Papi is moving for adoption, second that Honorable Mandasha. We are on the 17th October.
16
October. 17th. You adopted 16.
Correct.
We are on page 1 of the 17th October. Page 2, draft page, Honorable American Bookman, second, Honorable Papa. The last part, which is the, Honorable American, the last technical term for amending the land. When both Honorable Olive and Honorable Patrick are here, you can't move.
Okay,
Honorable Patrick moves. The second line is 20%. Come on, let's see.
And finish is 18, so sorry.
We are on the last set now, which is the 28th of October. Page 1. Page 2, animal papa adoption, Honorable Patrin, and second that, Honorable Pancalde. Thank you, Honorable members, which means we are done with adoption the minutes of all the meetings we have. That then takes us to the next step of our meeting, which is the issue of our board. I just want to remind honorable members that this report came to our meeting, and we agreed on a process that will take them home, read them, and come back so that we miss anything which might have been left out in the report. Then, the first report that we are going to deal with is the one of our visits to Nyanga and Elvi Labour Center. And with this one, there's no way that we can say page 1, page 2, we'll take it as the topic so that we just make any additions that might have been left out. In terms of the introduction, usually that one is just a description of the writer. There's no way we can say we are adding this to the introduction. But coming to the issue of the background, Honorable, I seem to be struggling. You don't have this report, no? We have our problem. Can you go to item number 5, which is the oversight of Nyanga Labour Centre, because I think that is the area where we may have a issue.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do have a comment, because when we got there to that Labour Centre, it was locked up, of course. And somehow we haven't made much of that in our reports. I have a suspicion that many of the people in the owner have problems getting in to their into their offices. And in fact, most of them, from what be heard in the next visit is they go to develop it. It means that there's a cost of office, first of all, in Uganda, but there's a big cost to develop because they now have to service other communities. I think we need to make more of that in our reports. But that's just my personal feeling. I don't know how anyone else feels. And I know when our chairperson looked at that door, she was quite shocked. I must admit, I didn't believe it, so I didn't go and close the door myself. But it was locked. I don't think we made much of that in our report. I probably was making too much of it.
I think for any capture is changing, but I want to invite members if there's any change we are proposing and we are not on the same footing, then we'll talk about it. Say your hand is up, Honorable America. Honorable America. Are we happy with that amendment?
On the Honorable America, 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 on the
they were traders who were broken, and on interrogation, it's been like that for quite a long. Public solicitors, the members of the public will use, there's no mention of that in the report.
And we have tried our first intention by saying we were told. So that we
don't make it our own thing.
And then the other one of validation, I think we are on path. When I'm a commander, I'm not free.
Just on the toilet issue, we also saw that there was a toilet for disabled people, and that was locked, and apparently it was still some furniture in it. So if you're in a wheelchair in the end, you can't go to the front. They told us that, yes.
I think so we need to add on bullet point 1 and 5.2.
No, we are still at 5.1.
Sir, are you also on 5.1?
Yes, but I think I'm covered because I was worried about the number that we see at the end. And we went say, really, that number is huge. I think the way you have proposed that it must be done is fine. Cover that.
Honorable Mandasha, we will ask a question on 5.2. Anyone for 5.2 has a bad number. Oh, okay.
I think we need to appreciate the explicit about the cleanliness in the office. We can't only speak on the toilet issue. But the office in general, you are thinking, because I like the name. It looks as if it's not habitable. That office was not habitable. So the matter of the general organization and goes somewhere else when the officer is to stand the field again. It's a crisis. It's a hand hazard. So I think we need to improve or increase anything for our cleanliness. Not only the toilet, but the whole office.
Okay. Just to fly on what my colleague is saying, maybe we should go further and say there should be somebody who's there permanently, because when you went to Belgium, you have more than one, I think there were two, who are permanent on daily basis. Why can't you give the job to our people, permanent job? So let's ask for that.
Yeah, 5.3.
anyone for 5 points?
But the chief is saying about the permanent appointment of the leader should be under part of the assembly.
Oh, okay.
And
what's the line? We are on 6.1 now.
Sure, I think also we should place under the 450 people a day that we were told because we were no verification.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So point two.
We would remember that there were people that interviewed who said that we are still waiting for the day of 20 years. So we can't let that a 5 week process is a process that it should take place, but in reality that's not the thing that that's not the turnaround time. So maybe we should amend that. And the turnaround times are supposed to be 5 years, but in some instances it is various failing or individual cases.
Okay, or else we can say we were informed that the turnaround for UIS is 5 weeks, and that was disputed by some of the workers in the team.
The first bulletin is the financial trip office is not comfortable with the IT system.
Can I check one of the first bulletin?
The bulletin has
comfortable
with the IT system. Not comfortable with the IT system.
Oh yeah, they have a IT system, they said the office that they where they have the choice online on their processes was not in line with their government system that they use.
Any other thing for the points to the welcome on our own message? Point three. Yeah, point three now.
Okay, I think that's the point three. Point three. Giving, I think six point two, the last bullet point is linked to bullet point one in 6.1. It links the applicability of failure.
Okay.
Because we did not see this, we don't know.
Okay.
I
don't know if there are other comments about this, but I am concerned about the sexuality in the department office. That's in the ground. So, and I would propose that we make the recommendation that they hire German security people for that as self-absorbing, so that we can be free in New York City and also tell the department of state that does not show what we have in the session offered by the country.
That's embarrassing.
Yes, I support what my colleague is saying, because and it will be cheaper when you employ people, give them benefits and they pay on this country, what is a private sector like that. I think we should have a deadline.
Yeah.
It's just not the something, but this can't be something that we don't even know the contract that the vendor is into, but I think it's sooner we deal with it today in our terms, but it must have still completely.
Well, that is the attack connection, the
connection.
And this goes back to the same guy, what is it? Can you explain further? Sorry, I'm going back to 6.2, the last bullet point of the contract system that made people to be turned away when they are the contract.
Someone decided that they are put it in, and if the 400 person has an issue with a number by can we ever come to help them not being helped for the day? So if it's 10 o'clock, or whatever you have, if they've reached that total, if they're able to people who come to help them the way they must come back the following day.
Yeah, but you can see those numbers. But also, what is our recommendation? We don't have to. No, the person will say that if it's 5, they're about to close and you are told you'll come tomorrow. No, you are right. I think this our meeting that we had without you assisted me. Because it's what Honorable Lodi and Honorable Police are saying, it should not be, it should not be a quota. And we don't even know that quota, it's not the, it must be time. But we're not saying that we're not going to write to them. It's time. Because once you write, unless you write and elaborate. Because it's like in the queues, you see when you are doing election, whatever queue that you have, you can't stop people because they were in the queue. And after 5 and say after 5 then you must leave. If it means that they must wait till 10 o'clock because the queue is long, let them deal with that. Maybe you want to make them about 50, they do get overtime. They get overtime? It's done. Because we don't want to have officials who are going to be on good law because they are forced to work overtime. So it is the question of the overtime address. Because if I'm sure we tie that with them stopping when they have to stop, it will work.
In fact, I think that is violation of their employment condition.
Yes.
Because my understanding is, if your contract is saying you are working from 8 o'clock to 5, and you decide to pay by 12, so you have to continue to work, you are not taking anyone. It means that office is not open between 8. And that office is open to keep aid and whatever time it is they are open.
Honorable Chair, Chevron, what would you consider reasonability? What could be reasonable for them? At what time would be reasonable for them to be able to deal with all the applicants at that time? Different stages that we go through. So if it's part number one, then what happens then? So perhaps anyone should come to the same quarter. Then it shouldn't have anybody already before. Whatever is reasonable, I mean, I can't just find that happens.
I think eventually we agree on the principle that the quota system is not assisting the client served by those officers. So there has to be something which is done so that within the working hours nobody is turned away.
Okay. Those officers should have cameras, eh? Inside and outside, should be.
can you go to 7, the overall combination? Any addition or any comments on the overall combination?
I'm worried about sending people away because some people they borrowed the money, yeah, to go there. They see some days in there, they choose the long, the whole day, and then you come and say, no, you come tomorrow. But I'm thinking that they should get more clarity on this thing. And then it means they must say, well, it's not always like that, overflowing.
Honorable Chair, I agree with I agree with the honorable Indian because you know what? If somebody comes to my office late, I don't send them home and tell them to come back tomorrow. Even if I'm tired, even if it's not my job, because they complain, it's not about labor, they complain, it's about ID books or something. I can deal with that person, even if it must be a Friday night or if it must be a Sunday, I don't send them home. And I think we should, I like that. I think that government departments should be responsive. If the person comes before closing time, they must finish with that person. If you come after closing time, then it's your problem. But if you arrive there at, you know, quarter to five, at closing time is five, and you're already in class, and you already start the process, you must finish with that person. You know, send them home because, you know, people are poor. Transport is expensive. People are difficult. I agree completely. We recommend that the offices stay open at all reasonable hours, reasonable office hours or something like that. And people already inside should be attended to. The ones outside, well, that's different. But the ones already inside should be attended to. That should be the standard, I think.
I think we have about 10 minutes.
And are you coming? The call center today, there was a floor or a few coming, I didn't see the question of phones. I understand that, remember, there are two phones. I don't know. be able to call though, because it's not academic. But we're not elaborating on that, sorry. It can come in here because it's related to what we we should have a call people who are just sitting where people can call. So that some people might be advised in advance. But it depends, because I don't know what the budget is, whether that is possible. In each office we have one or two people, or one person, or two people. One phone they can change. Those going to people when they form the Department of Labor, then there is someone in all the offices, free of charge, so that by the time some of them come, some don't, they don't even have to come. Some will be directed as to where they should go.
Yes, maybe what needs to happen, Chair, even for the secretary to elaborate on point on bullet points in terms of tools of trade, so as to unpack what these tools are and where they are to be directed. Because we're talking about two vendors, but the equipment in the two vendors is not the same in terms of. We have a younger with only two folks, but it's very different as a different scenario. So at least try to give the reader of this report to learn more information. They must understand what it is that you are talking about. Any other addition, honorable members? The move up for the adoption of this report to the amendment. Honorable Sankarpe and Honorable members, I suggest now we go to the visit to the fishing industry. We are on page 1 there, in the background, you have your, can you go to 4.1, because in the background, that's what made us go there, and all that. 4.1 talks to the things by management at large staff. And in fact, even that one is just a background of this company, 4.1. 4.2 is where it's speaking to what we may want to have tested. Before the last sentence, it says the 13 shepherds and patrol instead of thread. On page 2, or second page, because the challenge with this document is not numbered. Can you just number it? So that when we are talking to this page, we are able to say on which page are we. So on page 3 that we were talking to. Can we go to 4.3?
Okay. What is it?
Page 2. Okay.
4.2, the last. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the page 2.2. All this is going to request a deal from the community.
Which
bullet? The last bullet on the page. over.
Okay. Remember that if you pay management support, it's not what you are paying heaven. Then that's what you can do is to go to where they are calling to find you and check if you are not disputing that.
Right. Or
you. Okay.
Yeah.
You must put an bullet that is a finding.
Yeah, I just want to welcome Abu Mateka. I don't think it was so long to say
anything.
Can you go to 4.4?
Yeah, that's good.
That's the good English.
None, I don't think there are none of us established that those committees. So I think if we instead of that's why you must read us all the time.
We are now on item 6.
What?
Item 6 on page 4.
Oh,
you want that one? 5.6? Okay.
I do have a comment on that one, because in fact, if you recall, they said that they do have an employment equity plan which they submitted.
Mm.
And the department of the sector said that they would go back and revisit the plan and to see that it has been followed. That's what they told us. In other words, they said they submitted their plan.
Mm.
And that the inspectors said they would go and check that plan and then revisit it to see if it's been followed. So this is different to that. This is a developing project with the action plan. They haven't got one. They have actually got one. They need, we need to check to see if that follows the plan.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I hear what my colleague is saying. We were not convinced that the plan is exactly what we want to remember. When we probe more on this employment equity issue, the owner said, let me be blunt with you. Remember that I'm quoting him, not the person, but I'm quoting his blunt with you, because I'm competing with big countries here on the scene. I want to make profit. And that then made us not to be 100% sure, because that thing of the putting the woman you see, for him to admit or to be able to say I do have it, remember, Honorable Pastor, it was after a long time and long questions, and already it was after he had said, look, let me be blunt with you, I'm more focused on the competition. So I, whatever we say about that, but we should be able to reflect that we were convinced, and therefore we are not convinced that the plan is what we want to do. The plan is aligned to what is required by the department, because if the plan was as we wanted, or if the plan was existing from the very beginning, that gentleman would say, I do have a plan, but you have not responded to me. Or I do have a plan, I'm busy, or my plan is taking into consideration that I have so much people who have been here and the exit for others. There was no such thing there. So the plan is there, but we cannot just put it here and say the plan is there as if we are convinced that the plan is there. We still want to do the plan because of other utterances that have been made there. I don't know then how to it's fine, but let's come up with something that is going to show us that in fact we were met after probing. I remember I had to stop Honorable Utohama, toe to toe, on this question of employment equity. It was at the last when we told that the system. And for someone who's confident that I'm fine, I didn't send you for philosophy. And will not even be arrogant and say, you know what, I'm competing with big companies. I'm more focused on my profit than what you're telling me. So that on its own is like the arrogance at its highest level. So I'm not saying he's not having it, but let's formulate it in such a way that we still want to see this way.
In fact, when we were there, the challenge with this issue of the grant was that the money that was saying they do have the grant, and he indicated that the grant is with the Department of Labor. When it comes to the inspectors that were on the spot, it seems as if they had no goals, they have not come across the plan. If on that basis then, that to meet the two parties halfway, we said let the two parties sit together so that when they are, when the department is exposed to the plan, if it is not responding to the challenges that we have given up on site, it must be corrected, because our own content they were restrained. If there was an equity plan, how come that there are challenges that we are facing? So I think what needs to yes, it already the spirit of this is saying let the two parties work together, and that is what we left with them to say we want a report from the Department of Labor, what has been done by this allegation that there's a plan, and then to be responsive to the need or to the actual framework that is expected of that particular plan.
I would suggest that we agree with this in exactly those lines, that we request the inspector to produce the plan, to look at the plan, and then work with the company to make sure that the plan is properly. That plan they said was submitted a year ago, we managed to leave them. So it's scientific, they can go get it, the department's being organized, they can find the plan straight away. If the company says that they can't find a plan, then we'll produce a proof that it was sent there. I have a feeling that I suspect they don't look at plans. I have a feeling that they don't investigate projects. And I have a very strong feeling that the inspector don't really care. And that's why we need to talk, and that's why I said I'm asking you to report. I said the inspector, it's sent to the department, they must produce the plan, have a look at it, and investigate whether in fact it's properly implemented. Because they accepted that plan. But they looked completely blank, the inspectors. They didn't know whether there was a plan or wasn't a plan. They kept quiet at that point. So we need to work this, and we put pressure on the inspector to produce that plan, and if there isn't one, then it's prosecute the government.
Yes.
And then he says, remember I'm competing with a big company. I'm making profit. I'm making profit. That tells you the person is not compliant with what you are asking him. But you can't continue this. We definitely left the instructor with the recommendation that they must come back there. And then they must find out if the plan there in the
it's not something that we should be taking each or to be on each other's children with him. We can put this ink or say, well, yeah, because he did say they must assist, and they did say that they helped. In the absence of it, whatever, I think you must have to formulate something. Where, because we did say it must be, they must assist, and he did say that he has it after some time. So just formulate that thing so that where it doesn't have it, they must assist. But, God is going to assist us. But when I said, you know, because I remember my hand was up and I said, I'll never show up that said anyone today. But I wanted to say, as we go, we will not be doing justice if we're not calling these people. But when we call these people, we should decide, we must have a deadline, to call the inspectors. We gave them responsibility to go back and give us and check whether the status quo remains after we have left. After we have identified the number of things, they must come back. If they must come back. But these employers as well must come back after we rest and tell us how far they have gone. So it could be one meeting where the department will say, we have gone so far, certain things, and then, because if you put them apart, then it's going to be like, you know, we said, we did not say this. So that we move forward, we don't leave it forever. So we must have dates, not necessarily dates, but target time where we will be calling these people. And Uzolani must write a letter to these people, call these people and say, on the other part, then we can decide the call and say, we will be calling you at this time. So that we don't ambush them on these issues. We let them come in, and then after they've come in, then we say, we go and do it. So, but then it can be something that is next year when we open. Because we've been there almost a month or now. So there should be like that much. You can look at that and advise us and come back to us in terms of the time, but then let them look at the community.
So we may, or can you, if I'm covering your website, you are saying, let's go to the second bullet.
Mm.
We should say, let's make a follow-up on whether what you recommended at the same time.
Mm. Okay. What we recommended.
Remember, on this particular issue we are having, we are the ones who said the two parties of this together.
Mm.
We must find out if that is really happening.
Yeah, that's fine then. That's good.
Can you go to number 6? We are on 6.1.
So can you,
so that the professor coming and do overtime, where does the program, what do they find?
So our letter then should say, you should include that. Companies would do not have, if it's a must be wanted, and then we will go to the population that when they come here, they will have to report on that. Because we'll only go to them after they have come and said, this is what they've done, and then ambush them.
Anyone who moves for adoption of the project? Can you go to the next report to the visit to the same case? We are on page 1, which is the background enough. From that to... We are on 5.1, Songford. Another of the oldest new friends.
My friend.
Yes, the first right class.
Your friend.
That's my owner.
I don't know any of owners.
Well, you have that. Yeah, well, I'm not going to listen to you. You said you were studying together. We are on
Which one is this?
The first one, where we went to see where the manager is, the one I spoke to the organizing, anything for that one.
Can you remember the first one?
Okay. Let's go to page 3 then. Any comment on this train? Page 4.
This first farm, we went to the pineapple farm, eh?
Yes.
And then on our way back, we passed
we
the
town. What is happening now? Sorry. We are too loud. What is happening?
Okay. I'm trying to... I know that there, the ones were in the farm, they did say the school transport is provided, but I'm not sure if was it the same the people that were met in those cars, they don't have some, they wasn't there. What are the challenge about school? Oh,
we are not there yet. We are going to that one, that was the second one.
Is it the same one? No, the first one.
The first one?
Yeah.
With the second group?
The first one, but you went to that hall, you remember where the there's a hall that looks like a church, sort of. Oh no, the challenge was not transport, the challenge was the school, up to high school, whatever. Okay, no, I was wrong, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Can
we go to page 4, number 7, the overall combination? Honorable, only who else wants to do this? Okay.
The second And then bullet point on page 5. Yeah. I'm very disappointed in what we are finding of all of these substances within the cost of education and health and safety. Now, we all argue on the table about how much the minimum wages should be. So that's why we can argue about this. But we really should not argue about occupational health and safety. Workers are getting injured. And there are three problems that I can see. Number one problem is there are farmers who don't issue the safety equipment. And that's not okay. And we have to say that clearly in this document. That farm workers there are some farmers who are not issuing proper safety equipment, and we pick this up now with our two businesses. The second thing we should say is the labour inspectors are not enforcing the safety laws. And I think the labour inspectors also are not doing their job, because if you look at the pharmaceutical they've been there, those inspectors. They told us they've been there. But we still find that workers don't have gloves and boots, and it's okay that the labour inspector has been there and is not called for something to be done about the safety equipment. The third problem is that there are a few examples where the workers have quite the safety equipment and they won't wear them because it's too hot or too cold or whatever else, and that's hindered themselves. So the whole area, I think the minister might do a blip or something, because he needs in the whole country proper inspection of safety. We are not seeing proper safety. And people are being injured, and when you're injured for life. When your finger is gone, your finger is gone, it's not fixed. And you know, the compensation program has to deal with all of those things as well, which we know are bad at. So I really think we should make a strong point in our 7 about, you know, we are disappointed that some farmers are not giving safety equipment. We are disappointed that labor inspectors go to farms and are not enforcing the safety rules properly. And thirdly, that some investigation must be done as to why workers won't wear certain safety equipment. Because if they've got it and they don't wear it, they will be injured. So it's three different problems. And I would suggest we put in a bullet point there that says, I don't know how people are reading this, the department must ensure that inspectors. We are disappointed that some farmers are not issuing safety equipment, number one. Number two, we want to urge or request or demand or whatever way you want to use the Department of Labour to instruct labour inspectors to specifically check that workers are wearing the appropriate safety equipment. And thirdly, they should take action if they find it is not there. I think we're a little bit too soft here. I think we should make it stronger, because really to see that and to know that, you know, inspectors have been, farmers don't care, inspectors don't care. It's just not it.
Thank you, Chair. I think also on the question with regard to the fact that on the one farm, the only safety equipment being issued once in 14 years. And that's a point of concern. We have to somehow ask the Department of Labor to conscientize the workers. Because upon the engagement with some of the workers, I think that some of the workers don't really know what constitutes an injury on duty. What actually they think that you can injure on duty is only when you lose a limb or something like that. But all those minor things they don't constitute. Many of it you need to conscientize, or the Department of Labor need to conscientize workers on what actually constitutes an injury on duty. Because when we ask them, have you ever been injured, they said no. But when we further elaborated, they said, but I've been pricked several times, look at my hands, how that is means. And we give you, upon further investigation, you would find that there's a lot of injury from duty in safety and place, but they don't actually know that it's an injury on duty. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, I think that would be very good. Because we need to press our inspectors. Some of the things, when we find out that we're not new to inspectors, but now they are also do subversion in the past. And it can be. That's why we're also telling them in front of them that we are looking at. So I think it's my fear for them that the inspector must soon be away. This thing of them accompanying us as we meet their political journey project, but whereas that the ones who are supposed to go there, we often done that. So I think that's point is there. But the point of from Honorable Mandash of safety community, health community, these are very two serious things.
Anyone who knows what I'm saying? What's your name? Yes. Check. That's it, our deadline. So, now I'm thinking of this, what should you say the deadline is? Because you should try to be departing the deadline. And the deadline, and the place is that you're leaving.
Then with the last take report, I need guidance from the house. We are continuing the public hearing. What do we do? Do we wait until we are done with all public hearing, or we discuss another day? Because if we discuss this report, it will mean we discuss another day. What is going to be our approach?
Can I suggest that we have this report as a report on the submission, and then we have a second report on the public hearing, which we could do here. I don't know what the public time. Because most of this is we've got a report from SOSA, we had an issue with SOSA. It's fine. I mean, I have just before changed it, but the report is fine on the theory. Then we'll have another report next year on the investigation of the public hearing, because it's like our reports are about. And we can adopt this with whatever means. And next year we can adopt a report on what the public told us in the hearing. Then we have two reports.
We are not done though. Remember, it is not called the Federation, the trade union, to appear in front of us. They will just come in because we have not said not to give talk to us for solidarity or for that to talk to us. So that report then should be part that one of the
report. So report, I mean, there's two lines I would have to take, but
okay,
there's 21 pages and two lines. That's a little more.
Because I have put a proposal here. Do we deal with this or do we finalize the process? That's the response I'm expecting from the house. Honorable Matisha, Muteka, Kowama, Mandash.
No, yes, you have other very important person, and I wish to agree with you. There are regulations that exist already, and as you put it, the inspectors, you moved around with them, and you were able to find in some areas that which is regulated is not implemented. Now we can't wait for the funeral. This because as we go on with the, you know, checking the facilities, I think I listened to the chairperson when she was speaking over the TV, well, let me say the media, and she was right anyway to say we'll be going on until around St. June,
yeah.
Thereabouts. So we can wait. This is in my office, October, November. So it means to bury the workers, until we finish the whole thing from June. And then starting in June, we can finish. From June, we must come, think, and come up with the, regulations. So it means for the whole year, workers will be dying, going to the funerals, and so on and so on. These are some of the things that we need to take into consideration. Yes, we are moving around, the inspectors are there, but we've been able to detect that the inspectors have not been doing their work properly, etc. And I can just give you an example of where, this worker actually effort, who are dealing with the, it's not inspection, they're dealing with the security. And you don't know that even 2,000 rand in money, okay? I mean, these are some of the things which are there. So we're waiting for the funeral there. Now, these workers that are there in the farms, fisheries, etc., and we're waiting for the funeral. It is going on. So I therefore say, yes, let's go on and handle this thing like you have proposed, but then at the same time, we go on with this work so that when we do finalize at the end, these workers are protected. So we go on we have so resolved. But at the same time, we check. Are they getting the wish that are pushing? Yes. That are pushing at the moment to be receiving so much in line with the past regulations and laws. Are they getting that? No, they are not. What are we doing? Most of the workers here will be people from outside of South Africa. I don't know if you check that. If you check that, we'll look into that. Spoke of about 40% unemployment rate. Yes, as a South African, these are not people from outside who are simply, on top of taking the job, etc. I therefore agree with you, Chair Bevan, to say, let's implement whatever is there whilst we're going on with the assessment.
Can you summarize what you are saying and then correct me if I'm summarizing it incorrectly? You are saying once we are busy with the public hearing on minimum wage, there are existing determinations we must check compliance with them. You have to remember what transpired in Kubulek where they said the domestic workers, even the 1.8 which is a norm now, they are not being used.
There's something on this. On what Honorable Matisha is saying, he's raising, he's not responding exactly to what the chair was saying. Because the chair was saying, should we deal with this report now or wait until we conclude? For instance, this one, saying we still have to meet the
Federation,
even the small business people, because as we go around, we hear them saying, what is it going to be of us? Because we are not your booster of
that.
So meaning that we did not look at that, but as we go forward, we really have to focus on business and call them, not short of the other. So that is the thing. But then he's raising something else, something that which is fine, that where do we are we going to be able to do it on farms? I'm sure you can send people. I think let's look how we do it, because you say just every time they tell which farm, for instance in Worcester, they gave us the name of the farm where they are subjected to those abusive conditions. And in such cases, we should respond. He is right, he should not wait. So these are two separate things. So he's bringing something else which we must accept that as we go forward, let's listen to what people are saying. If they work in a company, it's easy for us to send the Department of Labor to that company or us to go and see and change and not wait for the minimum wage. When they are not getting this 105 in this farm, let's go there, or the Department of Labor must go there. So I think he has addressed two things in which is the assertive so he's not against. It's supporting that let's have the full cycle, but in the meantime, let's, yeah. So that's just a little strategy.
Okay. That's to my order.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I think the way Chair you have me, how it is, this compost of minimum wage order is coming from me. This is the force of our oversight duties. So this is okay. Can go on. But we can now agree on incomplete things or vote on something that's not in place. Because you still have to, as she said, you have federations and other stakeholders to deal with. Can we say we can say we have a full vote that we can deal with? But waiting or still waiting on this, government now the employers must do as they wish. There are already determination or arguments that are in place that must be complied with. So we must also at the beginning ensure that those determinations are complied with till this one is finished.
I have a different view of Madam Chair. I think that there are elements of the report here which perhaps are not very applicable at this stage, like on page 21. Will recommendation and the introductory two pages. But what we have issues here, Madam Chair, is a summary of presentation of various stakeholders. The content of which we don't take responsibility for is their presentation, their content, and that's it. And we are just assured that this is a true representation here what they are stated. So I see no reason as to why we can't deal with it now and perhaps in more detail look at the overall recommendations that we suggest as to how we take the process forward. And that should be the subject. That's my view. I don't think we need to wait until we have completed all the, or listen to all the submissions from the various stakeholders.
We have two views, man. One is saying let's wait until we finish the process and start seconding. Anyone seconding the new book? Honorable only to seconding the new book. Can we then convince us that there's no need for us to go on the book? Honorable Shawama,
Honorable
then Honorable Mandash.
Honorable they must be very aware that the instance of going around the country is also to give people that an opportunity whether they go for minimum wage. So if we are discussing this report, are we saying we are going to decide now whether that part of the country better reaches the minimum wage, then we know this stakeholder that they have agreed with the minimum wage. So that at the end,
when we have gone through all three orders, we should not go vacantly. Because to me, this public hearing should decide whether we should remain minority. And it will help to have an overall picture after all the schools to know where the stakeholders are, and also to build exactly how are we going to play this whole issue of the minimum wage, when we have engaged all the stakeholders. That's my view.
Sir, this is about national minimum wage. Only few for business and institutions of higher learning have been participated. The unions and others haven't participated. So we don't have, the nation hasn't participated in full. So we cannot now say, let us discuss this part, this portion, let us discuss after everyone has done that, so that we can have implementation there.
Thank you, Chair. You correct me if I'm wrong. But I was thinking that procedurally that it also become implementable after it is tabled in Parliament. Now in that case, I will suggest that let's take all the public hearings so that when we develop the recommendations that are going to be tabled, everybody is included. I agree with the necessity to this exercise for us to not hear what is important. For me, I would remind myself that we need to interview everyone. We can't take a decision now because we don't know what the other people are going to do in their report. So can we just note the recommended draft and present a good report after we finish all the one.
And I think that the purpose of combining this short report was also for the members to just look through and comment. We are making things easier for you. Because when you are done with all this, it's not going to be one day. I'm sure it means you are going to go and lock us somewhere for a week or so, and then work through. Because it's not something that we can done. We cannot come up with a decision and say we're going to advise Parliament and sit on Wednesday for a few hours and run. It means we have to go somewhere in that war room and we can come up with a decision. So, but it was just a courtesy, just to see this is what has happened. So it's up to you if you don't want to see that. Now we want to have it and look at it. And then as you go forward, at least you have an idea. Because also, it refreshes, it's going to refresh your memory if you can look through than waiting for going around all these provinces, with these trade, you know, these other, having invested. And then some business people are not there. These business people are not there. Your chamber of commerce and many others, that will come up. At the end. So let's just leave it here. Yeah, I can't care with the members. Maybe we did not put it correctly at the beginning, but what is the intention of us having this? Because when such big files, those Liba Aka files, it's going to be intimidating to start looking at that thing. But if, as we go forward, we get these things, it's easy for you to go through and put it aside. You are just assisting ourselves.
This report doesn't have a single word about public hearing. Not one word. It's only a report on the commission. There's no reason why I can't accept this as a primary opposition. We're going to get further reports on public hearing. We're going to get reports on further meetings that we have from the trade union. There's no reason why we can't do this, because it's a summary, like we have here, a summary of a particular oversight, and a summary of another particular oversight, and a summary of another particular oversight. Why this can't be a summary of the inputs that we received at Parliament, and then we can have a second report on the inputs we received on the public hearing, as a separate thing. So it's not one version here, not one version. This is just a summary of the input reason.
Then,
yes,
for knocking wood.
Yes, you know, it can be. This is not our report, by the way. These are combined presentations of different companies. It's not for us. Cinex, if you can put it that way. It's Cinex of Bulsa, it's Cinex. It's not our report. We have to come up with a report. You know, because when we are coming up to this national level, what we're going to do at the end is to say, after all this, we are going to unpack and agree and disagree and say we can take something, a little bit, this is what we can take and add, and all those pieces of fractions that are going to form what we want to be a final product. But we can't deal with minutes. And say this is what they have done. It's not the report. It's also assistance, because we know their style of writing. It's minute, but we still have to get the real report. If it means it has to come from us or Parliament, we have to assist us now. We think we are going to come up with the report. That's other thing. But these are minutes. These are minutes.
I really agree with this chair and the sufficient of the and therefore I think that what we remove from this overall finding and overall recommendation should not be given that will come up with the chair is saying that
we should take it out.
Let me take the common popular point that the members here have raised, that there will be one at a different point. I agree with the majority. But there is one point that you raised, and it has not been contested. Like, as you moved along, it has become, you know, evident that the inspectors are not doing their work. They said that they actually pulled us. Either pulled a piece that we ourselves find a way of ensuring that they do their work. That the department itself ensures that they do it their way. Remember, like I said, the chairperson and ourselves here do agree that the finalization of the report may be after a year. But then between now and the year and the people are suffering, they're going through the conditions, and all of us agree that you know, we're here presenting all the things that something needs to happen for them. Can we ensure ourselves here? And I hope we'll agree that as we go on the finalization of the report, the people indeed are protected, the workers there. They are not at the moment. And the department, I don't know, can we find a way of ensuring that it does do its work? So that these inspectors do their work. This is slowly. If there is no time at all for us to discuss that, can we then throw it to the leadership of this committee? Leadership to come back next meeting to say to us that the instructions have been given the department itself to make sure that the flow has a protection. I end here by saying that already there are bars that have been put, useful about the, as an example of course, domestic workers. I think we see somewhere when it says 1.8, secondly it goes to 1.9, alright? But then it's not implemented, okay? And all over, what we have seen is this, with the informed discussion, there is no proper inspection, there's no proper implementation. Please let us think about that. I move away from the which I blame people. I say, okay, let the popular position be implemented. But let's make sure that at the moment now, as we move around from here, to make sure that the equity implementation of the which has been accessible in the country. Please fulfill that on time.
We have already announced that we are not going to wait for the full process. And now we are planning in this document from item 14 and 15, some countries with five options before. And then we know the presentation as they were done. Anyone who is having a defense from that side on how we are focusing this document.
I don't agree with the discussion, and I'm prepared to compromise.
Okay.
And I just say, we invest the report here, right? Mm-hmm. We'll deal with it next year.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't discuss the details. We just know the report.
Mm-hmm.
It's just know that we will deal with it next year when we finish the hearing.
You know,
the
information also is formed by you, seconded by another reform. And that's our decision, and
yeah.
I think someone else.
So we just find the report.
Can you, I think that brings us to the end of our meeting.
That's the process. Well then, can you then look at it? I've talked to you, I don't know why your content of guide, I don't even have a methodology. So, look at this and check all the, look at the report of the public hearing, check the farms where people complain. And then, once you get all the list of the farms and places where we can really follow up, then we then ask the legislators to do a follow up. So that Honourable is saying we are in a position to say, because they ask you what are they saying about the conditions, conditions are there. What are you going to do about it? So indeed, if you want to be able to say we have made the follow up, it's a particular place and it's been a follow up on these farms or these domestic farms, something of that nature. Well, please, so if it's a farm, the more you can be able to do that. Then it's also because maybe something that must be done, a call must be done. I don't know how that anyone must be fine. I don't know how we're going to do it. We can process Parliament just that kind of place, but anyone, as we go around, any employer who is a domestic worker and discover that he pays less than what is expected to be paid in terms of sexual discrimination, that person, the law must take. Is this a right approach?
Mm-hmm.
So, all those, even the domestic workers and the people who are the security, where we know that is a minimum wage that has been here, we take that response, we confront the work, the employer, and give it. So, at least it will make us better than people who are just noting and go, noting and go.
I think the last one was to pay not repay for our business which have been finalized. I think the staff members are conducting members individually for members to confirm their availability. Remember next week 25-26 will be in Northwest, 27 in Houghton, and 28 we are in Free Stage. The debater date is Monday to 24th. So I think you'll respond as well being called for that.
But it is that here,
there's a proposal here that can we get an indication of which members will be available for next week as we are here.
So can I just say that for us, obviously that two or three only can be on the outcome. I will imagine if it got the court case or something of things that are on Friday at 8 o'clock. Is it possible that we can have him come for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the overall manager for the last 2 days?
So
with the attitude when we know in advance and people coming and say, oh, you pick me up, I can't go. No, but now, at least all those arrangements where people have to. Yes, all those are lying.
You can just give them one of them.
Yeah, of course.
I think you can give that one. Can you stop? Because we are checking with members they have in the team and you are doing something like this.
So, you know, that's fine. Prior arrangements are better than the last day. But in this manner, we are comfortable. Cars and everything to take you to and from the airport when you fly, there will be, there will, that will be arranged in advance. You don't have a problem. We want you to be there all the
time. Where are we sleeping on the 24th? Because it will have a bearing on at what time should be all the children on the 24th.
You are not driving and they are not going to run and you get escorted as well, so everything is in place.
Other than Johannesburg's, you can tell me where to meet.
Yeah, at the airport, very good.
The only apology is not necessarily to say we are not going to be there all of us. It's actually far people. I understand Honorable Tongwana is already committed in her other category.
So your PA will let find them ready. So that you don't go complain. Okay, so you hear what the PA says, that's what goes knows ago. You don't wait for the PA to contact him. Yes, send you the meeting. What the PA says, that's what it goes. You take it. Yeah, Tuesday.
The meeting is happened, but we can continue with this. We
have to go outside of the meeting. Monday and Tuesday. But where do we sleep on Tuesday? We sleep so far today. So Monday, we sleep. And Tuesday, Rattenberg. We are all leaving for Rattenberg.
I'm going to go to the next one. Get it this way. Yeah.